The report's author, Etelle Igonier, documents the cases of more than 150 women in Ivory Coast who say they have suffered rape, slavery, and sex bondage by rebel or government forces. Igonier says there is no doubt many other women in Ivory Coast have been sexually abused, but she says they are afraid to say anything.
Women are terrified, terrified that if they speak out in public to ask for justice or ask for medical services or ask for psychological support, they'll end up divorced, homeless, abandoned by their families, rejected by their communities, ostracized.
One problem is that it costs $60 in Ivory Coast to get medical certification of a rape. The report recommends making the certification free so women can pursue legal action more easily. Other recommendations in the Human Rights Watch report include a government-led inquiry into sexual violence in Ivory Coast and an investigation by the International Criminal Court to determine whether people can be brought to trial for war crimes. Igonier says that until President Laurent Gbagbo and Prime Minister Guillaume Soro, who fought for years against President Gbagbo as leader of New Forces rebels, speak out forthrightly against sexual abuses carried out by their supporters, sexual violence will continue unpunished. There has not yet been a formal government response to the report. The head of the Africa section of the UN Women's Fund, Micheline Ravalolo Narisoa, says the women's ministry in the Ivory Coast government has in the past tried to combat sexual violence. But she says even with political will, it takes time.
We cannot just talk about this issue of violence in a linear way. There is the whole issue of women's status, not something which we can change overnight.
Ivory Coast civil war erupted in 2002 and divided the country for almost 5 years. President Gbagbo and Mr. Soro signed a peace accord in March aimed at reuniting the country. Nationwide elections called for in the March accord have been postponed twice. They are now scheduled for early 2008. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.